know for a fact if I didn't have my close knit friends, I don't know where I would be. Comparison is a fearful joy.
No, don't, you can't put this in here. There's almost that sense of competition between women. I feel like quite upset about it because... Hello and welcome to Colour Coded, the podcast where we talk about life, cultures and relationships. I'm Alex.
I'm Afsa.
And today we are in the beautiful Cornwall, aka my hometown, where I grew up. Currently sat outside a beautiful shepherd's hut that we've been staying in for the past 4 nights. The sun is beaming down the garden and the green area. We're basically in a field, by the way. It's like this shepherd's hut, should I add, is off the grid.
Yes.
It's
yes.
been a slight challenge for us, hasn't it? Lack of electricity.
Yep.
We've had a little bit to charge our phones, but we're adjusting. So if you guys hear the sounds of bees, birds, farmers in the background, tractors, we apologise, but enjoy.
But if you like that sort of stuff, you're welcome.
Exactly. Today's podcast, we thought we would talk a little bit about friendships because our time in Cornwall has actually been more wholesome than normal. It's always wholesome, but more wholesome. Because we've had your friends over, your kind of childhood friends, your friend that guided you when you first came to Camden.
Yeah, so when I first started school, one of my friends, his name is Jack. I think I mentioned him previously in one of the podcasts, but anyway, we've been friends since I was 12, 13, and yeah, he's married, he's got a kid, and he lives in Canada at the moment. So he's come down to the UK and decided to come down to Cornwall, and of course we had to show him around as well.
We had to be the tour guides,
didn't we? To be the tour guides, as usual.
Afsa is one of the biggest advocates for Cornwall, so if you guys have not ever been to Cornwall, come on. In fact, we're going to do a vlog. So you guys watch our Cornwall vlog on our other channel, Alexandra Rose. Come and have a look and see what we do because it's the most incredible place. And I really, now I'm older, I fully understand and appreciate how incredible it is. So Afsa's been the biggest advocate for Cornwall, which has then led to his friend who lives in Canada, has come down to London to drive 6 hours all the way to Cornwall to come and explore.
Yeah, and bear in mind, they've got a little child as well, so, and our friend Sean as well. Yeah. So it's been very, very wholesome. I say it all the time. I'm an honorary Cornwallian.
No, don't, you can't put this in here.
Why not,
guys?
It's my word. I can use it.
Afsa likes to come down here. Really enjoys it. And in this trip, he's decided to call himself an honorary Cornwallian. Now, I have to tell you, this is not a word.
It is now. It is now.
He is an Emmett. Emmett basically means
anyone,
a foreigner.
Anyone outside of Cornwall is called an Emmett. But yeah. I don't like that word. So I'm going to say I'm an honorary Cornwallian. Listen.
If this word picks up, I'm not going to be happy, you know.
Listen, it
You're
works.
You're going to have the Cornish in the DM saying, what are you chatting about? That is not even a word.
Listen, I'm going to get it in the dictionary. You watch me. Don't worry. It's going to be in there soon.
But anyway, we've had the most wholesome time spending time with my college friends, your school friends, and it just got us thinking about how incredibly lucky we are, but also like the friendships that we've had over the years, the toxic friends, the friends that were just there for a short period of time, and the friends that we have for a lifetime. And we're thinking, what are the differences between those kind of friends? How do you consistently, you know, have those friends throughout your life? Because I think it's so important to have good people in your life.
Definitely agree. I know for a fact if I didn't have my close knit of friends, I don't know where I would be.
Yeah.
They helped me in a lot of tough times, even if it wasn't physically actually helping with, you know, whatever you may think it is emotionally. Just being there, being present, a massive help for me and helping me, guiding me, you know. And when I first came to Camden, I didn't really know much. I didn't really know anyone, but they kind of introduced me to their wider network, and now I'm friends with a lot of people in Camden and I know a lot of people.
One thing to know about both of us actually is we're very particular with who we have in our inner circle, not in like a snobby way, but that genuinely we only want people who are good people. And I think in order for us to trust them enough to let them in, it takes a long time.
It does.
And Afsa, do you want to explain a little bit about your friendship group and how that works? Because I think your setup is a little bit more unique and it's quite impressive. Actually,
so obviously Camden is quite a melting pot of cultures, religions and people of all ethnicities in one small area. And in the particular school that I went to in Camden, we had people from all over, and there were, and I was very blessed in the setup that I was in the school. I was accepted, you know, fairly early on by a lot of people, and it made my life easy. I know it's not the same for a lot of people, and you know, people always struggle to kind of settle in, but I managed to, thank God. And yeah, just garnered a lot of friends over the years when I first moved to Camden, when I think it was in year 8. And yeah, through sports, I made friends, you know, through the school, you know, just, yeah, everyone just really accepted me. And now my friendship circle is very, very diverse. I've got friends from all backgrounds. And yeah, people now have moved to abroad, like Dubai, Canada, and we've got connections in lots of different countries. And yeah, it's such a blessing to for me to be in this position. So yeah,
I think you're downplaying it a little bit. This man has been with his friendship group. I mean, obviously there's been like people that have kind of joined it along the way, but friends with these people for over 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I genuinely think is really impressive, because I think as you grow as a person and you develop and you kind of find who you are, in order to keep those friendships, that takes a lot of work. Yeah. What would you say are like the key things to keep a friendship going for that long?
For me, it's having people that are accepting, non-judgmental, and accept you for who you are.
Yeah.
And I think that's a massive, massive thing that you need to have a solid friendship. Someone that you can talk to about anything. You have to find people, it's energy, really. I genuinely believe in that. Like if you're willing to be vulnerable in front of your friends and vice versa, and you know, there's no judgment there, like I said before, your friendship will thrive, I think, you know. And if they want the best for you and you want the best for them, you know, it's going to get stronger and stronger, I think.
Definitely. And I think one of the good things about your friendship group is, although you have that, the non-judgmental side, they'll also hold each other accountable.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's so important and so key.
Yeah, that's very true. Accountability in our friendship circle is very, very important. If anyone's doing anything wrong or saying something incorrect, we will always hold them to account. And honesty is very important. So, you know, as you get older, you realise how, you know, there's not as many honest people around. Some people are there for a short period to, you know, get something out of you for their benefit, and then for them to just kind of, you know, go on their way and forget about you. But if you have honesty in a friendship, you know exactly where they stand, you know. And like I said, we've got friends all over the world, and we're still, you know, I still talk to them. We have WhatsApp groups, and you know, we're constantly in communication. Everyone knows about each other's, you know, months, years, or what's going on in their life. And yeah, we celebrate everyone's win. Like, that's the massive thing.
Yeah, there's no jealousy.
No jealousy. We celebrate everyone's win. We always encourage each other to be better, to do better. And any business idea, any type of ventures, any of our friends go on, we would be the first to support. You know, 100%. That's it. It's like a support group. A friendship should be a support group. That's what I think. And yeah, and it's, again, major fact as well. Make sure your friendship circle have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and know how to have fun.
Yeah, actively trying to organise things. Yeah, you know, even if that is, you know, during lockdown. God, I hate even mentioning that. But you guys would get on Zooms together, you'd have conversations, you're constantly checking in with each other, making sure each other's okay, giving each other updates, like genuine, deep updates about your life, right?
Yeah.
Which I just think is so important and integral. And knowing that the ears that that's falling on, you can trust it. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
If you're telling them like your deepest, darkest secret, you know that that is staying with them and them only. Mm. And if they hear it, they're not judging.
That's it. Yeah.
They're just going to be there to support you if they need it. And I think it might be quite good to talk a little bit about those kind of friendships, like you were saying, that are there to gain something out of you.
Mm.
I'm really sorry. I'm right in the sun. Can we switch places?
Sure.
Is that all right? So sorry, guys. If you're watching the visual of this, we've had to do a little switcheroo because I'm Ginger, and I'm very pale, and I was directly in the sun. And if I stay there for any longer, I'm going to be getting sunstroke. So
yeah, we've just swapped seats. What was the question again? Sorry. I've got it now. It was about the friends that come in for a short period of time in your life, and they kind of get what they need, and they kind of go about their way, and they don't, you know, you kind of lose connection with them. At the moment, you might not think, you know, there's anything wrong with them, or you know, they're there that you think originally they're going to be there for a long time, because you might be exchanging energies at that point, but you don't necessarily, it's very innocent.
Yeah.
You know, but as you get older, you realize not everyone is there for you.
Or for the right reasons.
Oh, for the right reasons. You're going to have those. You can't kind of steer away because you can never always read everyone. So you're always going to have disappointments in friendships, you know?
Definitely.
But that is how you kind of filter out what's right for you, what's good for you, and what you need in your life. Like, for example, in school, we had a very set group of friends, I remember, and we all had very similar similar way of thinking, and we always used to hang out together, did similar subjects and whatnot. And then as we got older, we got into college, that group slowly, one by one, started to split up. Everyone started to do their own things. They started to form their own friendships. And
that's okay.
No, that's
I don't even think that's okay. I think that's part of like getting older, right?
100%.
Like, because you really start to find out who you are and also what you want in a friendship. And I think when you're younger, you don't always see the negative. You're, oh, yeah. No, they wouldn't do that, but actually they would.
Yeah.
And I think as you get older, you start to find people that have, you know, similar... They might not have similar interests, which is maybe what you start off with. You both go to football, or you both go to dance classes or whatever. So you're like, okay, well, that's us, our like friendship bonding.
Yeah.
But actually, as you get older, it's more about morals, I think, and like who you are as a person and your drive in life, where you want to be. And I think it's important to have those kind of friendships. So, for example, one of my jobs that I worked at, I had like a really close group of friends. And then as soon as I left there and I actually got promoted, I felt a real shift in the friendship.
Mm.
And I remember saying to you at the time, like, you know, I feel like quite upset about it because I feel like I've been left out and, you know, they're going out and they haven't been invited. And Ash was like, they're not true friends, Alex. Like, they're friends of convenience.
That's it, yeah.
And I think in life, having friends of convenience are important because they get you through work, they get you through certain things in your life, but you also have to kind of identify whether they're a friend of convenience or they are a true friend.
Yeah.
And I think they're the two main things when you're thinking about friendships. Mm. What is the purpose there? Are they there because they want to get something out of you? Are they there because it works well because you're both at work at the same time? Or are they there because they actually truly want to be your friend and want the best for you? And I think what I found really hard about that particular time was I am like my friends, or I try to be my friend's biggest advocate. So if there's something amazing's happened for them, I'd always be like, that is so amazing. Like, I'm so proud of you. That is really incredible. And like, I genuinely mean it. I only want the best of people. I don't want, you know, I don't want them to fall in hard times. I want them to win in life. And even if that means they're succeeding way above what I am, I know they're on their own journey and I'm on my journey. So I don't feel any way about that because my time will come.
Yeah, I think you've made a really good point as well. Over time, what I've realised as well, what we've realised is some people are on different pages on their life, you know, different chapters. And if you're slightly ahead or someone else is ahead and you're not happy for them and there's jealousy that starts to creep in, that is going to be one of the major obstacles in friendships. If jealousy starts to creep in and you start to resent that person who's meant to be your friend, that's when you know that friendship is not going to last, you know?
And I think also if you are that person, and I think we've all been there at some point in our life, this is not saying that we are completely innocent in this. When we were younger, we definitely felt like this. But it's then about reflecting on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you are starting to feel envious of somebody and starting to kind of like think, oh, why have they got that? Why do they deserve that? Well, actually, maybe have a little bit of reflection on yourself. Okay, why am I feeling like this? So this is why, if I ever get like that feeling of kind of envy, I then reflect to myself, why am I feeling this? Is it because I'm feeling a little bit insecure about something? What can I do to make that better? Rather than kind of putting that out into the world, actually like reflecting about myself and thinking, actually, why am I feeling like this?
Yeah.
And I think, especially with social media, comparison is awful.
Yeah, it's that saying as well, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, 100%.
And I completely agree with that. If you compare your life, like, again, you compare your life to someone else, you're just going to be miserable because, again, they might be on a different chapter to you, but you might, the next chapter might be even bigger for you, but you just don't know it. And you're sitting there wallowing in your own self-pity, being envious, being upset about what, you know, what's not gone right for you, but you're not looking at what's gone right for you.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that we should be thankful for. But again, it's easy for us to say that because it's natural feelings we're talking about and it happens. You know, you can't say I'm never jealous. Everyone gets jealous to a certain point, to a certain degree. but it's about what you do with that jealousy.
Absolutely. That is so important.
Yeah. And I've seen that over so many times, and I don't want to kind of be, you know, oh, it's this group of people, it's that group of people. But over time, like, I can speak about it from a male perspective. In my friendship group, we are mainly males. We are predominantly all boys.
Yeah.
And we have a way of... It's very upfront and honest. We're very, very blunt about things. We don't really... we don't really beat around the bush. And we would say how we feel, knowing the other person won't get hurt, because we've already set that precedent from the early stages of our friendship.
But also, you know that it's coming from a good place.
Exactly.
It's not a place of, like, envy or jealousy or hatred. It's a place of, like, okay, well, actually, I don't like that. Like, that's not appropriate, or whatever it might be.
Yeah. So it's just knowing how your friendship circle is kind of set up. Again, like I said, for us, me and my friends, we make a joke, we rip into each other, we take the mick out of each other, but it's always in jest. And that's kind of put us on a good footing for now, really, into adulthood. Now we're all, becoming parents, we take the mick out of the kids, but in very funny ways, but we've got so much love for each other. Behind all of that is all love, if anyone's going through, personally, when I had tragedy in my family, I didn't really tell a lot of people, but my friends in their own time, they kind of did things for me to help me and my family out, and I never ever asked them for anything, and they went out and did it. It's like, again, like, I know it sounds very, very cheesy. I know we call each other friends, but I look at them as like my brothers. If anything happens to their family, we would help them. If anything happens to my family, I know they're there to help me. That's what makes, I think, us so strong. No matter where you are in the world, we will make sure that you're good, you're okay, if there's anything wrong. Like, all my friends, I know majority of their family members. I know their parents. I know their brothers. I know their cousins, And again, that kind of brings you into their world and their family, and you just feel a part of them.
So basically what you're saying is, like, in order to have these kind of, like, deep friendships, it's not about just getting to know the person. It's getting to know who they are, but their family, their friends, really understanding how they work. And I think one good thing about your friendship group is, if you ever notice if, for example, one of your friends is a little bit quieter than normal, or they're not kind of, like, talking in the group or whatever it might be, you'll always reach out to them and check they're okay.
Yeah.
And you're quite open about talking about mental health as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think this is quite an important topic as well, especially for men. The amount of, sadly...
The amount of suicides amongst men is very high. And it's because, as men, we're kind of taught to, especially a South Asian man, I never ever heard of mental health. I've never really known anything about mental health growing up. Because in our culture, we don't really do that. We don't really talk about it. We hold our emotions in. We deal with it ourselves. We don't reach out to anyone. We don't. If anything, if we have any mental health issues or periods where we're really struggling, we kind of keep quiet and hope for it to pass. Like, for example, I was telling Alex, when I was younger, I had probably very, very high levels of anxiety because, again, I used to be a bit of a terrorist. I used to really get into my thoughts and not be able to sleep. But when I was growing up, this was when I was 16, 17, I thought, oh, these feelings are just a part of growing up. Yeah. And I thought it was normal. But obviously now that around, say, my mid-20s, we started to kind of, me and my friends, we understood what mental health was a little bit more, and we made sure everyone had the option and was comfortable enough to reach out to one of us, And now we talk about it all the time. We're very, very, like I said before, from the original point, friendships, you have to be able to be vulnerable they have to feel like they can be vulnerable with you as well. If it's just one-way traffic, you have to kind of question, why are they not able to kind of confide in you? Or why are you feeling like you can't confide in them? Is there no trust? Is there because you're afraid that they're going to judge? If those questions come
Or you're feeling ashamed.
Or you're feeling ashamed, yeah. Like, those are questions that you need to really ask yourself and really think, why am I doing that? Am I not? Are they not that close to me? Don't I trust them as much? Because those questions are valid.
What we will do as we are talking about suicide, we will put some resources in the description box below. If you feel like you need to get some support and some help, we'll put some things in there to help you guys. So please go and check out that. I think it's really important to talk about toxic friendships as well.
Yes.
And also that actually it is okay to cut people out of your life. I know that sounds brutal, but I have done that before. Yeah. And never in a nasty way.
Yeah.
But there are times where you have to say to yourself, actually, this is not okay. And I'm not going to accept this in my inner circle because you're having an impact on me.
And but I know from conversations I've had with you, I know you've had quite a few toxic friends. But again, I don't want to take this to, categorizing anyone. But I see this quite a lot in female friendships.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but like I do see it because obviously I've had female friends and they've kind of, after seeing them after 4 years, they're no longer friends anymore. And I'm like, well, what happened? Then I find out it's, you know, something was always simmering there, but I didn't know, they didn't, you know, let it show, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I do think that as much as I kind of don't want to gender things, I do actually think that it seems to be more prevalent in females. And I think, maybe, I don't know, but I do think that sometimes it's to do with the kind of like gossiping nature of friendship groups. And particularly if you develop a friendship around gossiping about other people, that's only going to lead to more toxicity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do think that sometimes people bond through that, and that can be really dangerous. If you're kind of bonding over saying bad things about somebody, then that's saying a lot about you as a person. And I just think, I don't know what it is, but I do think sometimes females can be, and like also men as well, but this is just my experience, there's a lot of jealousy.
I was going to say.
And I think sometimes people look at the end picture and they're like, oh my goodness, like they've got it all, they've got this, they've got that, how did they get, they don't deserve that, how did they get that? But they don't see the journey that it's taken to get there, or the dedication, or the hours that are put in to make that progress, to develop as a person. And I also think that potentially media and society puts women against each other, pits them against each other, because it's all about who's the most pretty, who's the most beautiful, you're in school, who's the most, you know, who's got the nicest hair, who's got the nicest outfit. There's almost that sense of competition between women that I think pits women against each other.
I was actually gonna say that. Like, why do you think, because obviously what I've mentioned earlier, me and my friends, there is a competitive nature, but it's never on a personal level.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I know women are always pitted against each other, and comparing yourselves to another person. And I see that a lot within female groups. My friendship, remember I mentioned that we're very, very blunt and very honest. We don't really, you know, we'll make fun of a serious situation. You know, we'll make a light-hearted joke, and we're very, what you see is what you get. Whereas, again, correct me if I'm wrong, when I see female friendships, I feel like they kind of put up a little bit of a front, and it's a bit of a show sometimes.
I think that's probably a bit of a sweeping statement. Female friendships, I think. But I think it's more prevalent for sure. And I do think, you know, like even like the comparison of people's bodies, like that is huge. Yeah. Or like, for example, the hate comments that I will get that will comment on my body and the way I look. And it's often, unfortunately, by men, interestingly. But those kind of comments instill this kind of feeling of, okay, well, I need to be like this person, I need to look like that person, or, you know, maybe I shouldn't have that. You know, and I'm the biggest person on like social media, on videos. Like, if I've got roles showing, I don't care.
No.
Like, that is my body, and I'm okay with that. This is who I am. And like, that doesn't mean that I don't have insecurities, like I definitely do, but I just think society and media and also consumerism, it really pits women against each other. So
definitely,
if you feel insecure about something and you look at your body and you look at somebody else's body, they're like, oh, I wish I looked like that, it's immediately making that kind of air of competition and envy, right?
Definitely.
So I think sometimes that can be a problem for people. But I think it is, with friendships, it is about, I don't know. I also think with friendships, in order to keep long friendships, it's not always about having constant contact with them.
Yeah.
But it's about showing up where they need you.
That's it.
And that's really key. Like, a lot of my friends live across the world. I've got a friend in Thailand. I've got friends in Cornwall. I've got friends all over. And it's not about always being there, but it's always being present and showing up when they need it. So if I know that my friends are having a hard time, I'll actively try and make that effort. You know, I'm going out to Malaysia to meet my friend that lives in Thailand, like making that effort to go and see them and showing them that I really care about them, remembering their birthdays. And every time when you meet them, knowing that actually it's going to be like it always has been.
100%.
It's not like, okay, it's false and I feel really awkward around them. Like, immediately when we saw some of my friends last night, it's like we hadn't been away, even though we hadn't seen each other for months. It's like we'd never been away from each other. And it immediately goes back to that, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it felt like you just picking up where you left off.
Yeah.
And credit to you as well, Alex. I'm not just saying that because obviously you're my wife. I'm saying it because I see it on a date, on a regular basis, where you really do make the effort to celebrate your friends' wins.
Yeah.
For example, even if they're living abroad or whatever, you will try get something sent out to them for an occasion. Or, you know, you've got a calendar full of everyone's birthdays or certain wins, and you're always kind of making sure you're present for their wins and their occasions, and you're always making sure that they're okay. Every friendship group needs someone like the glue. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you are like the glue of a lot of friendships, from what I can see.
Yeah, maybe. I don't feel like that, but maybe.
But
It's the small things, and it's just showing up and really encouraging them and just supporting them. And I think when you have friendships, that is the most important thing. But I think, like we said earlier, if you have toxic people in your life, it's okay to say that enough is enough. And they are impacting my mental health, or they're impacting this. And just to say, actually, this isn't what I want anymore.
Yeah.
And you can do it kindly. That doesn't mean that you have to then say, oh, I hate you, this is awful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever fallen out with a friend like that. But I definitely have kind of things have fizzled out, or I've kind of said to them, like, look, this isn't really working for me. Like, this isn't something that I want for either of us. I don't think this is healthy.
Yeah.
And then making that decision to kind of end that friendship.
Yeah. And sometimes friendships, if they're not, you know, meant to last, they will just fizzle out. So you might not even need to have that conversation. Because I know that's a massive, for me, it's quite awkward, even for me, like, to tell someone, you know what, I don't see this going any further. Like, sometimes you both kind of know it's leading to that.
Yeah, that's
you know?
A nice way, isn't it?
And then you slowly just stop talking. And
I think it's knowing normal, that's okay as
that's
well.
That's fine, yeah.
That is okay. You don't need to you know, keep that friendship going. Sometimes it's okay to let things go, and I think that's so important about friendships, that sometimes people are just there temporarily.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that they haven't had a value in that period of time, or that they were a bad friend. Actually, you might have really needed each other in that time.
100%.
And then you've got to a place where actually, okay, we're doing different things, our values don't align, we're going to have some time apart, and maybe you'll reconnect later on in the future. But I think as long as you're putting good energy out into the world and you're checking yourself, I think that's kind of the key takeaways from this video, is making sure you are really supporting and advocating for your friends, but also holding them accountable.
That's it, yeah.
For certain. But also checking yourself.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes we can put the blame on other people because that's easier.
Yeah, definitely.
It's easier to put the blame on other people, but actually it's checking yourself and seeing if you are doing the right thing. And my response is actually, okay, am I coming from a place of envy or jealousy or hatred? And kind of switching that up. And then also knowing that it's okay to say no, and like, okay to end friendships.
No, 100%. I just wanted to touch on, obviously, we met your friends yesterday, your school friends, childhood friends, and meeting their boyfriends and husband, right? Meeting their boyfriends. It was...
Soon.
Maybe husbands. Soon.
But, this is for you. If my friends' boyfriends are listening, this is for you.
Come on, chop.
We need a wedding to go to.
Yeah. But like, even the people like they're with now is very similar energy to us.
Yeah.
And like, it was the first time me meeting them, and you as well, like meeting one of them.
Yeah.
And then the energy was like it was just so nice to be around, because we felt at ease straight away.
100%.
And it's going back to that saying from the beginning, it's about exchanging energies. If they're willing to be vulnerable and open with you, and vice versa, and you're willing to be vulnerable with them, you're already halfway there to become a friend with them.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? That's a massive leap forward. And we were already, after that meeting for the first time, we already asked them to come over to London and, you know, just to do things. It's because it felt so natural yesterday.
I do think that good energy brings good energy.
100%.
But also, if you are quite in toxic friendships, that's going to bring more toxicity. So if you're finding yourself in a friendship group where you actually think this is actually really quite toxic, then it's worth taking time to reflect on that.
No, definitely.
And seeing, actually, is this the energy that I want around my life? Is this the energy that, you know, is good? Can we switch this up? Or maybe actually it's time to say goodbye.
Say no. Just say no and just move on.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, through life, you're going to filter out the people that you need in your life and the people that want to be in your life. You will filter those out from the ones that don't want to be in your life. And hopefully, God willing, you're in a position where you're with a good, strong set of friends that, you know, you're going to be with when you have kids and they have kids, and
they're going to be your village.
Yeah, you're going to grow old, and, you know, always be in contact with them. That's the, you know, in life, that is the goal that everyone wants.
Essentially, like, in life, and I think this is as I'm getting older, I definitely feel that life is actually more about human connection than it is about anything else.
Yeah.
It's not like all these things are important, but like career, status, wealth, all of that is important. But actually, the thing that's going to bring you the most happiness and the most joy and the most satisfaction is going to be human connection, whether that's a relationship.
Definitely.
Or friendships. But I think that brings us to the end.
Yeah, yeah. So again, hope you've enjoyed this conversation. And
if you have any nuggets of information or helpful tips for other people about relationships, friendships, or experiences that you've had, drop them in the comments, send us a DM or a message, and we will see you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
Oh, forgot to say, if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to subscribe, like this video, follow whatever platform you're on, and we will see you in the next one. Bye.
See you later.